Hi, I'm Don McIntosh. Welcome back to our Total Community Immunity series, part of Total Community Involvement. We're trying to help you in the community boost your immunity. And with us today is Dr. Neil Nelly. He's the president of Wemar Institute and a practicing physician, specialty in internal medicine. And you take care of the critically ill. And when they're in the hospital, they're probably in the ICU and they're probably not exercising. But we're going to talk about exercise today.
Yes, exercise is something that can prevent you from ever going to the ICU, particularly if you come in contact with COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And we actually recommend the best time for exercise is early in the morning, and it be aerobic. The air is freshest then, and it's also been shown to actually improve your metabolism, and you're actually able to make more muscle when you do it fasting in the morning pre-breakfast.
Is that right? And get out there early.
Get out there early. And it can also have some immune positive effects. In fact, diabetics are well known to have a compromised immunity. And even in diabetics, it's been shown that exercise in the morning will help their sensitivity to insulin throughout the entire day. When they really do it vigorously and they get that good aerobic workout. It could be brisk walking, it could be running combined with walking, it could be bicycling, it could be swimming, but it's the rhythmic exercise. I did 4.5 miles this morning myself, pre-breakfast. And
How long did you go and how long should a person go? What's the least amount they could go to get benefit and how long should they average go?
Well, the least amount they can go and get benefit if it's vigorous is actually 8 minutes. Studies have shown an 8-minute exercise is better than none whatsoever. And, you know, you can run a mile in 8 minutes. And so that would be the least. And then as far as where you get the most benefit, the more exercise, the better the benefit, up to particularly 3 hours. But where that starts to taper off as far as its exponential benefit is after an hour. So I normally recommend for busy people to get 1 hour of aerobic exercise a day. And since I was running in the mountains and uphill, I did that 4.5 miles in a little less than an hour today.
Wow. So any other tips on exercise, any kind of clothing you should wear or any kind of equipment people need to get?
Well, I say there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing. And so don't use the weather as an excuse. Have the right clothing to go out in all sorts of weather. Also, of course, even exercise post-meal is okay, you know, particularly for diabetics. It can keep the blood sugars and the postprandial blood sugars under control. But I've noticed for a lot of people, if they don't get it in the morning pre-breakfast, they're not getting it at all that day. There's just a lot of things that come up. And exercise is one of those things we should prioritize for our immune system.
Okay. Thank you so much. And it looks like we have our marching or our running orders here today, Dr. Nelly. By the way, is it better to exercise with someone else, or is that something you should do alone?
Well, either way is fine. But the problem of doing it with someone else is sometimes we're dependent on them, and if they're not going to do it, then we're not either. And so, yeah, it's great to socialize. For myself, I most of the time do it alone, but not quite alone because I have a little recorder reading devotional material to me as I am doing my exercise, and you're getting a double benefit that way.
You know, that's exactly what I do. I put on my headphones, and I probably listen to 5 or 10 sermons a week. And, you know, when people say, well, I can't go with you today, I'm okay with that because I'm exercising, but I'm also listening to God's Word and being revived. By the way, this program is not just about what the doctor can do for you at the ICU or the hospital, but it's about what you, with God's help, can do for yourself. So thanks for joining us.